Monday, July 2nd, 2018. This is The Better Life. I am your host, Timothy Lawson. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and checking out this quick little precursor episode to tomorrow's episode. A couple things I wanted to mention about that episode. It is a collaborative episode between me and Cousin Vito from Cousin Vito's Casino Podcast. The first part of that episode was released in his feed yesterday or over the weekend, and I highly suggest that you go listen to that before you listen to tomorrow's episode. You'll get a little bit more of the context, a little more of the running jokes. You'll see, you'll hear the first half of sort of our outline discussion. We simply take a virtual tour around the casino and make our commentary on if we like playing the game, when we play the game, our approach to the game, stuff like that. We have some overlap. We have some differences. It's a really interesting conversation. I highly suggest, again, that you go listen to the first half at Cousin Vito's Casino Podcast before listening to the second half that'll be on in this feed tomorrow. On Friday, I put out a Twitter poll asking if anybody wanted a bonus episode. The majority of you said you did. I actually recorded that episode and then just didn't actually really like it. And before I got a chance to re-record, Saturday was chock full of housework and errands. And then yesterday, when I thought I might be able to squeeze in a quick time to record, I woke up and my wife told me that we are going skydiving. That was her little birthday present to me, was taking me skydiving. So that episode, I apologize, did not actually happen. But the one thing I wanted to mention, it's a little late. Hopefully none of you learned this the hard way. But for those of you that are continuing to bet on the World Cup, something to keep in mind as you're betting is that when you're betting on the match, you are betting the result after full time 90 minutes. Okay, and that's important to know, because if the result at 90 minutes is a draw, they then go into extra time, which is two periods of 15 minutes, and then they go on to penalty kicks. When we've seen that twice already in the World Cup. Spain and Russia did it. Russia upset Spain, and then Croatia, Denmark did it. Croatia prevailed there. And why it's important to know is because there's two ways you can, well, there's many ways with prop bets and stuff like that, but you can bet on the match, right? Which is, in betting on the match, is betting on the result after 90 minutes. And then you can bet on, there's separate bets that you can make on betting a team to advance, right? And that is ultimately who prevails and advances to the next round. And looking at, it's important to remember that, because you could like a line, like today I have, I took Mexico plus one because I think Mexico can keep this close, but I would not take them to advance because I believe that with extra time and PKs, I think Brazil has the edge there. So while I think that Mexico can keep this at a draw or within one, I don't think that they can ultimately prevail unless they were to win in 90 minutes, which my plus one would still win that. I'm betting on a draw at 90 minutes, and then if I were to make an advance bet, I would only look towards the Brazil side. It's too steep in my opinion, but betting on the match and betting on advancing, two different bets, and the result is different, and how that bet is scored. So important to remember that, important to know that as you move forward betting any sort of tournament soccer. Group stages allow draws, and the 90-minute ends at a draw, right? So that's a little more cut and dry on when you're betting the match. But when you get into these knockoff stages, round of 16, moving on, the match is one bet, and then advancing is another bet, and those aren't always hand in hand. That's all I got. Tomorrow, I will be back with that second half of the collaborative episode that I did with Vito. I'll open up with a little bit more World Cup talk, just a little bit. Don't want to bore you. For those of you that aren't into it, I don't want to bore you too much with it. A little bit more World Cup talk, and then I'm gonna go look at the promotions that MGM National Harbor is doing this summer, and point out some that I'm looking forward to, some that I'm going to hopefully play in. Not that I expect any of you to really care about MGM National Harbor's promotions, but I think that if you're a recreational bettor and you're trying to, and you are curious about what promotions to really consider, maybe my commentary and my preference on them can help inform promotions that maybe you may want to be interested or know how to decipher between promotions that are worth it for you and promotions that maybe aren't. So all that coming up tomorrow. Today is my 33rd birthday, as I mentioned on the last podcast. If you are at a casino today, would appreciate a hard six bet. And then if it hits, please do something fun with those winnings. So hope everybody has a wonderful day. Good night. Good luck.